This is the weekly podcast from the Journal of Neurosurgery. Hello, this is Natalie Pinchem. I'll be reading summaries of articles on vascular disorders and the central nervous system published by the Journal of Neurosurgery on November 14th, 2014. Convection-enhanced delivery to the central nervous system, a literature review by Russell Lonza and colleagues. The authors provide a comprehensive review of convection-enhanced delivery to the central nervous system. Specifically, they define the biomechanical properties that underlie convective delivery within the interstitial spaces of the nervous system. They describe current technology, real-time imaging of drug distribution, and clinical trials that use convective delivery of putative therapeutics over the spectrum of neurological disorders. They further define the limitations and advantages of convection-enhanced delivery for central nervous system drug delivery. Vertebral artery transposition for revascularization of the posterior circulation, a critical assessment of temporary and permanent complications and outcomes. A clinical article by Leonardo Rangel Castilla and co-authors. The majority of patients with symptomatic vertebral artery stenosis and vertebrobasilar insufficiency are treated medically or with endovascular therapies. However, certain patients are refractory to these therapies and may benefit from robust surgical revascularization. The authors retrospectively identified 22 patients who underwent revascularization of the posterior circulation via a proximal vertebral artery to carotid artery transposition. Surgical results, long-term outcomes, and complication rates were evaluated. There were no mortalities or major complications. The perioperative complication rate was 45% and included 4 patients with transient Horner syndrome, 3 with transient recurrent laryngeal nerve palsy, 2 with transient ischemic attacks, and 1 with intraoperative thoracic duct injury. However, all cases of Horner's syndrome resolved, all transient ischemic attacks resolved within 24 hours, all except for 1 recurrent laryngeal nerve palsy resolved, and the thoracic duct injury was identified intraoperatively and ligated without sequelae, resulting in a 4.5% complication rate and a mean follow-up time of 8.8 months. All the patients experienced resolution of their symptoms. The rate of restenosis requiring treatment was 4.5%. The authors conclude that despite medical therapy, a select subset of patients with posterior circulation insufficiency benefit from vertebral artery to carotid artery transposition, with which there are relatively few long-term complications, and with restenosis rates that are comparable or lower than those reported with endovascular treatment. Thank you for listening. The JNS mobile app is now available in iTunes and the Google Play Store. Just search for JNSPG to download the app for your mobile device today. For more information on how to submit your research to the Journal of Neurosurgery, please visit thejns.org and click on Info for Authors.